Hello, this is Gabriella with Soaring Eagle Ministries. I just want to come this morning with actually with a prayer. And I've been in Psalm 7, and as most of you know, we've been praying for that sex trade to stop and to be stopped in Atlanta during the Super Bowl and all around the world. It's not just that, but this is kind of a big focus at the moment. It's so close to us here in Florida. And Atlanta is one of the top cities in the nation for sex trade, believe it or not. So, as I said, I was in Psalm 7, and it's such a beautiful psalm. And let me just pray that because I want to pray into that. First of all, in verse 11, and this is the Passion Translation. Righteousness is revealed every time you judge because of the strength of your forgiveness. Your anger does not break out every day, even though you are a righteous judge. Yet, if the wicked do not repent, you will not relent with your wrath, slaying them with your shining sword. You are the conqueror with an arsenal of lethal weapons that you've prepared for them. You have bent and strung your bow, making your judgment arrows shafts of burning fire. Look how the wicked conceive their evil schemes. They go into labor with their lies and give birth to trouble. They dig a pit for others to fall into, not knowing that they will be the very ones who will fall into their own pit of failure. For you, God, will see to it that every pit digger who works to trap and harm others will be trapped and harmed by his own treachery. But I will give all my thanks to you, Lord, for you make everything right in the end. I will sing my highest praise to the God of the highest places. I just love that because it just speaks into it. And I was praying for repentance to fall upon those who are those, how did he say, the pit diggers, that they will be exposed by the light of Jesus Christ, but that they will repent, that they will have a time to repent, to cease from what they're about to do, what they're preparing for Atlanta, what they're preparing in the nations, that they will start to repent and turn from their wicked ways, and that you, and even if they don't repent, that you will watch their heart, that you will watch over, that angels are watching over what's going on. And I just thank the Lord that even if the wicked do not repent, you will not relent with your wrath, slaying them with your shining sword, that the enemy's schemes will be slayed with your shining sword, with the sword of the Lord. You are the conqueror with an arsenal of lethal weapons that you've prepared for them. I thank you for those lethal weapons. I thank you that they're released and they're prepared, especially for what's going on right now, to stop the enemy, to stop what they're planning. You have bent and strung your bow, making your judgment arrows shafts of burning fire, that your fire will be released. The fire of judgment, the refiner's fire to fall. Look how the wicked conceive their evil schemes. They go into labor with their lies and give birth to trouble. Lord, I thank you that they will not be able to give birth to trouble, that they will be a that everything of the enemy will be aborted, every scheme, every lie, every trap, everything that they're trying to put together right now will be aborted in the name of Jesus. And everything of the Lord Jesus Christ will come to full fruition, that you will conquer that. The enemy is defeated. Arise, my God, and just let your enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. The enemy will be scattered in Jesus' name. So I want to release that today. And on the other hand, we give him the highest praise. We know that that He's in charge and we give Him the highest praise. He is Adonai Elyon. And we thank you, Father, that we can give you all praise and all glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a glorious day. Again, if you want to get a hold of Soaring Eagle Ministries, it's soaringeagle.info. Send me a message if you like. God bless.